You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dino, come on in, Mon Frere.
Yes.
Let's do a little Friday forecast.
Let's roll here, guys. Got a couple of good ones here for you today.
Number one.
All right, leading off on the forecast today, gentlemen, what's your biggest takeaway from the three games you saw yesterday on Thanksgiving?
The biggest takeaway that from mine is, and it's going to be a positive one, the Carolina Panthers are a real threat to win the Super Bowl. Like, I know they're undefeated, and it's like, oh, duh, yeah. But I meant, like, it's going to be hard for anybody to score on their defense consistently in a football game. And you have Cam Newton, who's an MVP candidate, on the other side of the football as well.
Number one.
Oh, multiple.
The Chip Kelly era is over.
Dunsky.
Fork. Peyton Manning, take the fork out while you're chilling on the sideline. Hand it to Chip Kelly. Number two, the Dallas Cowboys season is over, and sadly, perhaps the Antonio Romo era is over, which I hope not. I love Tony Romo, but that's number two. Number three, Carolina is legit, and Carolina, Arizona is going to be a phenomenal NFC championship game. By the way, if you remember, that was the first round matchup last year that everybody thought was the worst playoff game. It was Carolina and Arizona.
Yep.
Number four, Green Bay Packers are in all kinds of trouble. And number five, John Fox is a good football coach. He's been successful, reasonably successful everywhere he's gone. I think he's done a great job with this Chicago team that has clearly improved as the season's gone on. And a tip of the cap to my guy, Jerome Langford. That's what I call him, for getting in the end zone for me last night.
It was Michigan
football.
Running, but Michigan State running backs.
Le'Veon Bell, Jerome.
Yeah,
Jerome's looked real good. He looks fast.
He's fast.
He's going to take over.
He's the fastest running back 40, wasn't he this year?
Yeah, he's taken over for Forte. Forte's going to be gone after this year.
Good. Somebody's going to pay him.
Yeah, Langford. Nice keeper in the Jacuzzi League.
Number two.
All right, as we know last night in Green Bay, Brett Favre had his number retired. Where does he rank for you guys among the all-time greats at the quarterback position in the NFL?
Top 15? And the reason why I saw top 15 and not definitively top 10 is because of the one Super Bowl.
So I was going to say, if you disbanded the whole league and you did a fantasy draft of all time, you would have, where would Brett Favre go? I think he's one of the top half quarterbacks taken. So I think he would be a franchise starter for one of the top 16 picks in the draft. So that's where I see him, top 16.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely a franchise quarterback. If you disbanded the NFL of all times, he's absolutely a franchise quarterback.
Meanwhile,
number three.
For Ohio State to beat Michigan tomorrow, blank must happen.
Who wants to win more points?
For Ohio State to beat Michigan tomorrow, Ezekiel Elliott must run for over 100 yards.
I think they've just got to be committed to running the football with Zeke, and they've got to force a couple of turnovers. They got to get to Ruddock, make him throw the ball down the middle of the field, as Scott Lichtenstein said, and get it done.
And finally,
number four.
Now, Wilhelm, you can wait, because I have to wait too, technically. Your prediction for Ohio State Michigan. We have to give them during Buckeye game day.
I'll give one. Go ahead. Go first.
Buckeyes 24-23 on a field goal at the buzzer.
Oh, man. Wow. If it comes down to a field goal, Nathan,
we might be in trouble.
Yeah.
I think Urban would rather go for it.
Yeah, I do too.
Field goal at the buzzer.
All righty. I'm going to go 31-27 Buckeyes.
All right, so tight. Another tight one.
Another tight one. And I think while most people might think it's going to be much more of a defensive battle, I think the offenses have their way to a certain extent.
Interesting. Interesting. Dino, are you saving yours?
I reserve the right to change my mind right now. I can't believe I'm doing this. Michigan 24, Ohio State 21.
Michigan?
Yeah.
The blue?
Yeah. I hate it. I hate
the kid?
I hate myself for doing that.
The kid is taking this game so seriously. He's walking around Colonial Williamsburg acting like he's a part of the revolution.
But, Dino, I get what you – like, to you, this is your warm-up. for tomorrow's Buckeye game day.
Yes. Okay. So that's why I say I reserve the right to change my mind. Right now, if you're asking me, Wolverines by 3. I don't like doing it. I hate doing
it. Add to the drama. Listen to Buckeye game day tomorrow, 10:25. Dino's going to make his final pick.
I'll make my final pick.
Dino. Well, everybody, want to tell you what's coming up next, Dino, because I know it's an interesting
schedule. Yeah, a little bit different today. The Bruce Hooley Show with Bruce and yours truly will go 3 to 5, and then Munch on Sports from 5 to 7, and then we've got Ohio State basketball tonight here on KNR, Buckeyes at Memphis.
No Golden Boys. You can put your cotton balls away, folks.
Yeah, you can come in. And by the way, just a little prep for you guys, Dino, for those who are staying tuned. It is fill-in-the-blank Friday.
It is.
And so here are the fill-in-the-blanks for you, from courtesy of Bruce Hooley. Number one, Johnny Manziel will blank.
That's pretty just open-ended. Blank. Yeah, exactly.
Very broad.
Exactly.
Very broad. The MVP of the OSU-Michigan game will be blank. If I were blank, I'd fear karma is out to get me. Maybe Chip Kelly would be my nomination right there. And blank is my best Black Friday purchase. I got a great deal on a Wii U with Splatoon already loaded up.
And Smash Brothers?
And Smash Brothers.
Boom.
Nice.
$2.99?
$2.49.
Splash Brothers and Smash Brothers and Splatoon, great games.
And the Wii U, $2.49. My son obsessed with Splatoon.
It's the best.
He is literally obsessed
with
Splatoon.
Use the roller?
Yeah, I'm a roller man.
The roller, you got to be a roller man.
Well, as you run into people who are, if you're playing against somebody who's got a sniper.
Oh, yeah. Like, it all depends what you're – if you're trying to get other people,
yeah,
not the roller. If you're trying to cover the
but
most ground.
I want
ground,
to cover ground, and I need a sniper on my team to protect me while I'm out there. I mean, there's a lot to do here.
It is. Smash Brothers, great game. Tons of characters on Smash Brothers.
Yeah, we've never played it.
Dude. There's
fantastic.
Like, there's like 30
is it like
characters.
A wrestling game? It's like
it's
a
like fighting
game? Oh,
yeah, it's but it's like great. 30 characters to choose from.
Fantastic. Well, hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for B-Hools, Bruce Hooley, and our guy Dino. It's coming up next here on ESPN 850. Have a great weekend. We'll be back previewing the Browns and the Ravens on Monday night. For Dave DiNatale, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura. Not for the kid. Not today. Not for the kid. We're saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Go Bucks!
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.